We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everybody, before we get into today's pod, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here on Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you wanted to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and e-learning course filled with tips and tricks. On top of that, we'll get you show published to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and other listening platforms. And the best part is that you can get this all for $15 a month. That's the same rate that any other hosting site would just charge you for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to your sports experience. Acceptance to the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more. That's bwhustle.com/join.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat win. We're going streaking down by the quad. Oh, what is that? Three games in a row? Yeah, Heat beat the Warriors tonight. 116 to 109. Brass put that score up on the screen because I forgot it already. Yeah, man, the Heat looked good tonight. The offense, they scored over 100 points, so you know I'm happy. 30 points in the fourth quarter, 36 points in the second quarter. Like, they, you know, I feel like it's starting to click again. Things are, you know, you're starting to see the movement. You're starting to see the ball movement, the shot making that we saw last season. And it looked good with Depot out there. Victor Oladipo's first game, super excited. We didn't see a lot from him offensively, but what we saw was the clamps. Like, you saw the lineup with Bam, Jimmy, Vic, Ariza, and then Duncan, like, they were clamping fools. Like, the Warriors went a few minutes to start off the game. They couldn't even score. Like, this, you saw what can be with Vic in the lineup. And in the fourth quarter, making smart decisions on you know, when Hero takes an early three-pointer in the shot clock, they get the offensive rebound. Depot, instead of just Jimmy, there's another guy out there to calm things down and say, okay, guys, let's bleed out the shot clock. He drives the lane, dishes the Hero for an easy layup. Like, that's the things that make it so exciting to have another guy on the team who can go out there and manufacture buckets. So I've talked enough. Bring me out, Brass. I don't think I've ever talked this much at the beginning of Hangover Time. I'm just really excited to see them score over 100. I'm excited to have Victor Oladipo here. I'm excited because it's Moose's birthday. Moose, before we do anything, hit him with it.
I got 31 reasons to drip tonight, y'all. I got to hit him one time with a drip drop.
I wasn't even ready.
Oh, it's going to be a long night, y'all. So, Brass, before we get started, let's find out what everybody's drinking tonight. So, me, I got the Tito's in the cup with Sprite, and I got the 1800 tequila for in honor of Moose. I know it's only a Thursday. It's not, but we're doing drip drop drinking game tonight in honor of the great Alex Musabai, the inventor of drip drop. So it's his birthday. So we're doing a drip drop drinking game on a Thursday. That probably means there's not going to be a lot of productivity at work tomorrow. Too fucking bad. It's Alex's birthday. So Alex, for your birthday, I know you got that monkey booty over there.
Well, first of all, shout out to Mama Moose because this was her birthday present to me this year. So we got a fresh batch of monkey shoulder. And I've been drinking all day. So I'm on my second bottle of decoy wine. Shout out to Siobhan. I'm pulling like you. So I'm double fisting tonight. We got a little bit of red wine. We got a little bit of the monkey shoulder with some ginger ale. And then we're going to have our drip drop shots. So let's go.
It's going to be lit tonight. And for your birthday, you got Victor Oladipo's first game and a win against the Warriors. I mean, what more can you ask for, right?
Stomach that can hold that mix.
Oh, listen.
Oh, we're going to go.
My dude going to be trash tomorrow. Don't expect him in the chat till
I'm
about
trash right now, man. Let's
2-3 o'clock. He even watched this game.
Yeah, post game, not so good.
Do you know who Victor Oladipo is right now is my question.
That's like one of the new X-Men characters, right?
Yes, exactly. Tiffany, what are you drinking tonight?
So I got my little Tito's and lime per use and chasing it with a little just Bud Light.
Okay. All right. Not too shabby. Double fisted, so it counts, you know. Brass, what are you drinking tonight? What you got? Did you whip up something fancy for Moose's
birthday? I did. I've had this on the show before. This is called a Comadre. Which is
what'd you call my mom?
I was about to say, does that mean like with your mom?
No, it's tequila, Amaro Averna, pineapple juice, lime juice, tamarind liqueur. It's like a fancy cocktail tiki kind of drink. So it's
All right.
I appreciate that.
For his own birthday, Moose just comes out with monkey booty and Brass just does the whole thing. I mean,
he's
like
trying to like get my entire heritage in a glass right there. It's just crazy.
Siobhan, I know you double fisted for a Victor Oladipo debut, a Heat win, and Moose's birthday.
Happy Vicksgiving. Happy Moose's birthday. We have some Jose here for the drip drop, and we'll sip on some Kendall Rosé tonight.
Oh, nice, classy.
Right. I like it. I knew
Siobhan was
going to
show up. Classy for the Victor Oladipo debut. Guys, I mean, to me, like, I'm so excited to see the Heat's offense tonight, right? Even though Depot wasn't doing a lot out there scoring-wise, it felt different. I don't know if that's just me, if I'm making shit up, if I'm just super hyped to see Victor Oladipo out there. But it just looked different offensively with another guy out there that the defense has to worry about driving to the basket, kicking out. We saw the drive, kick, the cuts. So we saw different things from him. He had a few assists. Moose, you're glazed over already. I'm going to Tiff. I'll come back.
Come back to you.
Tiff. Was it Depot or is it just is it Duncan making shots? Like, what is it? Or is it a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. you know, Duncan's been playing better, which is great. It's what they need. But yo, when you got a guy who just like goes full throttle and who is not afraid of Steph Curry, it's going to give everybody confidence. They were literally playing on a string, and to see Duncan just like flying around out there with everybody else, that's like what they need. That's what we've been asking for. So it shows that he has it in him. And sometimes it does take an extra person to kind of like bring that extra gear out in you.
And people are asking you to apologize to Duncan. I will say, Brad and Tiff just gave Duncan his props, because defensively, Duncan has been on it the last few games, and tonight he was extra on it defensively, offensively, all the way in his bag. After that shit, he did a Miles Turner, which is illegal in 48 states.
Felt like racist.
it felt a little like segregation on that play.
but you know, like he's doing things defensively that we haven't seen Duncan do, and that starting lineup with Duncan in there, and you know, you're doing different things, Brass, and the clamps of the other three guys, like you start to see something like, oh, this team has something going with the Arizas, with the Iggies, like the backup big thing. Maybe they don't need a backup big, you know. Because you got, you know, you got a lot of Wisemans out there in the league right now. And it feels like they have, I don't mean this quote spoke, but it feels like they have enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, now that you have someone like Oladipo on the floor, who's such a solid two-way player, it takes some of the pressure off of some of these guys. Look, Bielitsa finally can score.
Yeah. Notice. Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was nice to see.
He scored. And honestly, he played some defense. Like some of those Wiggins shots, like me
he's
and
gotta
Siobhan,
hit a bike though, man. That guy is.
Yeah, he needs to lose some weight. Like, come on, guy. Like, how do you play I never understood how you play that much basketball and still be fat. Like, if I play basketball every day, like, come on. Like,
that's genetics. That might just be him. That might just
I'm
be
fat
him.
Because I be at bones. The house.
Yeah, I was about to say those thick bones.
Yeah, I know.
Those bones are heavy.
I'm just by virtue of running up and down the court practicing, like, I don't know. That's a lot of five guys.
They probably don't practice
meals.
In Sacramento.
No.
Honestly, if you've seen the way they played over the last decade, I would think not. Siobhan, am I overstating Vic's influence on the offense? Is it just guys making shots? Is it just Tyler out here being Tyler again? Or is it the fact that Vic is out there, it takes pressure off of these guys a little bit? So that's what I'm asking. Is it Vic? Is it these guys making shots? Or is it just a combination of everything?
I think it's a bit of both. It's a combination of, like you said, all of the pieces, you know, hopefully coming together, right? I think Tyler's been, you know, a bit up and down, but we've seen, you know, the flashes of him in his, you know, offensive game kind of come and go. We would like it, you know, stay a bit more. But yeah, Duncan's been solid for a few games now. His positional, his body defense is better. His positional defense is better. He's not going for so many fakes. Oh, that's gross.
Lisa Smolnik says Bielitsa built like a pack of Arby's tartar sauce, which
gross.
Is rough. That is a
that's
rough.
That's nasty.
That listen, my gritty. Man. My man was rim protecting, making three pointers. Like, yeah. Come on, man. Back yeah, up off my man tonight.
I think it's both those things, right? We've seen the guys kind of come on, and just the injection of offense and just downhill, you know, speed that Vic does or that he can bring is going to free guys up even more than they are. I don't get Duncan. He will hit like the shot with the hand right in his face, but he gets like wide open looks and clanks them. He's going to get, I think, more open looks now. I expect him to continue to clank them, but guys are going to get, you know, more open looks and Vic was pressing a lot. You know, he was anxious and just wanted to contribute.
Yeah.
He said like earlier today, he has a chip on his shoulder. He wants to be here. Da, 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 da. I don't really like hearing that too much from guys, you know, just play, just be, you don't have to, you know, go balls out, but I understand the angst and the little anxiety today. I think they'll be fine. Trevor is starting to like oil up a little bit. I agree. I only want him shooting set shots, but I think you're right, Alf. I think it's the guys kind of coming on and refining themselves, and the ease which, you know, Vic will bring in helping them do that.
Moose, first of all, go ahead. Do we have any subs yet, Brass?
DJ Medi Major gifted a 1 month tier one sub. So okay. Thank you for that. And Eric the Great gave out 5 tier one subs.
Damn. Great shout out.
So that
out.
Means everybody get a shot real quick.
All right. You know what? In honor of our newfound superstar here in Miami, we're going to hit him one time with a Vic drop.
Moose isn't anything if he isn't versatile. Switch it up. Moose, I'm not going to ask you for no analysis.
No, man, I barely. What happened tonight? Did we win?
Won. Yeah, we
okay,
won.
Okay, sweet. Yeah.
You just sit there and keep
right, getting, yeah.
You got older.
Just keep getting drunk older. For your birthday. Just keep.
Where?
Quez312001 gave out 10 tier one subs.
Holy shit.
What's wrong with
we got.
Here we go. Oh shit.
Line all right, up.
Y'all ready?
Moose is gonna die tonight.
Shout out Mama Moose for sponsoring my my hangover. We got him one time with a drip drop.
Okay. All right. So I feel like there's a lot I want to talk about tonight because I think we talked about Duncan in his bag a little bit. Bam, just another solid night. Rudy Gobert could never, okay? At the end of the game, when isolated on Steph Curry, force an air ball. Please stop with the Rudy Gobert. But, go ahead, Tiff.
But did you notice something? The same exact move that Steph did with him, Steph pulled that move on him in the first half and scored.
And Bam learned.
He learned. Mm-hmm. You're gonna learn today.
What about Draymond flexing after a layup on Duncan?
On fucking Duncan Robinson, you saw Idris walk up to him. It's like,
right? Do it
do
to
that
me
over here.
Yeah. Come at me with that fuck shit. Like, come on, bro. Like, it's Duncan Robinson. You out here? You hit a layup.
Yeah.
And like, it's not like you dunked. Like, if you dunk on Duncan Robinson, and I'm talking about nasty, yes, you can flex.
Right.
First of all.
It has to be like a 10 dunk, though. I mean, it's still dunking.
No. If you dunk on him, like, yes, you can get yourself, you know, get hype a little bit. But a layup? Like, a layup on Duncan Robinson? You out here flexing on your third point of the game?
Yeah, it's also like he's averaging. What is he averaging?
6 points on the season.
Yo, somebody was like, yo, he got to get excited just about anything he can do. You know what I mean?
I think ever since somebody tweeted that he shoot like he wearing a book bag.
Just straight. One of those 90s Jan sports.
Just straight punched. Just
filled
punched
to the brim.
Unevenly balanced.
Got a denim backpack on. Just
got a trapper keeper in there. Only the old people got that.
Oh, I remember in my school you couldn't have trapper keepers anymore because people were getting beat up for their trapper keepers.
But if you heard that Velcro,
oh shit, it was on.
It was on.
but I think sometimes we forget about my man Jimmy Butler. 22 mm-hmm. points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 steals, only 1 turnover. I mean, just like the fact that he has a running mate now that can score. We love Bam, but that is not, you know, that's not the scoring running mate. That's not the guy who can settle things down offensively in a fourth quarter. Now that he has that guy with him, like, what does that mean to Jimmy? I felt like there was plays in the fourth quarter.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Jimmy took them off. Mm-hmm. But Jimmy acquiesced to another guy who he knew could handle it a little bit. And I'm like, I'm going forward as that trust builds between those two guys. Tiff, what does that mean for this team going forward?
Man, that means Jimmy can play a little bit more freer. He doesn't need the ball. I love seeing Jimmy without the ball because he makes the best cuts. He can get in the post comfortably and he has somebody who can feed him the ball. He can rest.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Yeah,
yeah.
You could rest.
I mean, look what you look like tonight. Because how many times have we talked about the fact that they need Dragic badly, Brass? Like, they need him. They can't score without him. When Jimmy's out, who's gonna handle the ball? I mean, without Jimmy now, they have that other guy. And like, you just saw this offense flow seamlessly. Like the first quarter, they scored 23 points. After that, they never scored less than 27 points in a quarter. Like, you feel that transition from the Jimmy minutes to the non-Jimmy minutes not being as just like earth-shakingly bad.
Well, we said all season that it really came down. This team has two consistent players. I mean, Jimmy gives it every fucking night, and Bam certainly has the ability to do it, though he's had some off nights this season. But, you know, Vic is going to be the guy that's going to be able to do that. And not having Goran out there is going to feel way less noticeable when you have you. It's about bodies, man. It's a game of bodies.
Yeah.
This season, it's crucial, because if guys can't be out there, doesn't matter how good they are as a player, they can't give you shit. So, you know, it's really crucial. And it just, to me, the team, it just had a different energy to this team tonight.
And speaking of bodies, I wanted to actually ask upon this, because Niner28 says, Alf, give it up to little Gabe Vincent. He gave us great minutes tonight with the absences of Goran and Nunn. Now, Nunn was actually available.
I saw it.
What happened? Oh my God. I didn't mean
by accident.
I clicked that with my accident. Moose looks higher than giraffe puss.
I don't know.
We
don't know what's going on.
Dream drop. Shit.
Let's keep it moving, y'all. Let's keep it moving.
Oh boy.
Siobhan, talk a little bit about Gabe Vincent. Cause I thought.
I love him.
Yeah. How do you play?
He played well. I thought he played good defensively.
Yes.
He didn't hit his shots. Like, some of he had some in and outs. But defensively, to me, like, he was just up in guys' kitchens all night. Like, he was just putting so much pressure on the Warriors. And it was like, it was just those non-depot minutes didn't, you know, it didn't feel like, oh, we have no guards again. And none was available tonight, which is interesting. Like, Vincent got the minutes.
Yeah, to your – so – you know, we want his shots to maybe fall a bit more, but shout out Nikias. You know, his misses are so right there. They're so technically sound. I've been a Gabe fan for a long time because I understand what I think it is that Spo sees in him. He's one of the or he may be the, you know, the burliest of the of our guards, the kind of stockiest other than, you know, Jimmy Vick at this point. And he fights, man. Gabe is a dog. And I say this often that, like, so too often, you know, Jimmy will get steals and will run and he looks and there's like no one running with him. Or when this team looks, you know, gutless at times, it feels like Jimmy is the only dog on this team because it comes and goes, you know, so lackadaisically with Bam. But Gabe, he fights, like, he enjoys playing basketball. And he's a tenacious defender. You know, he's not the most skilled. He's not the most skilled offensively either, but he is calm. He's calmer than Kendrick is. He makes better decisions than Kendrick does. And I think back to the Brooklyn game, you know, Gabe shouldn't really have much of a shot guarding James Harden, but he tried and he gave ever. He was in James's chest. And that, you know, that's what we saw tonight. I enjoy Gabe. I like what he brings to the team. And I get why he is, you know, in the rotation. He's a serviceable point guard, and serviceable means steady, you know, will give you what he's asked to give you when he's asked to give it. You're not asking Gabe to give you, you know, 10 points, 9 assists, 3 rebounds. You're not asking him to do that. You're asking him, like you said, to make the non-Jimmy or the non-Goran or the non-Vic, you know, minutes more manageable, and he does that.
I think you were spot on with the Vincent comments, but I'm sorry, I was so distracted because if you're not watching the live stream, us, we can still see Moose. And Moose was just like fading in and out during that whole thing.
Are you
okay?
Where's your voice? Did you?
Oh, my mic was off. So Gabe Vincent, he played.
Good analysis. Are we even gonna do Moose at the movies? Can you do it?
Oh,
Moose?
Yes, we're fucking doing that. I don't care how it goes.
Okay, let's do more Gabe stuff.
He was open so often too. There was one possession possessions back to back. There were multiple possessions where, like, the ball never got reversed to the other side of the floor. And Gabe was just chilling there, like, Moose is chilling there, just in the corner, just open.
Chilling.
I'm done, bro. Gabe Vincent is a serviceable point guard. He fits what we need to do.
Gabe just kind of came through the back door and just basically told Nunn go to the end of the
game. He's been knocking on Kendrick's back door for a little bit now.
Phrasing. But no, for real, like, Kendrick got to watch his back because Vic is out here doing everything you can do at a way higher level, right? Even missing mid-range shots at a higher level than you can miss them at. He's defending, and both Gabe and Vic can defend at a much higher level than none. Moose waking up screaming drip drop like Wade wake up in that commercial with Paul George dunking on him. Yes.
You know that was a dream.
I can
But yeah, Nunn's, you know, we went through the top 10 Heat players the other night trying to find out where a backup big would even fit in. I mean, is Vincent taking Nunn's minutes? Because we included Nunn in that top 10.
Brass, can we get that Grubbs 333 up there? Can we put that up?
Yes. Yeah.
Nunn is so much better than Vincent. Oh.
Not on defense.
Not exactly. No. And that's what matters.
I'm fucked up and I could tell you that's wrong.
What do people value? What
offensively, value? Yes. Offensively, yeah. Yes. He's a more well-rounded, he's a more accomplished player than Kendrick Nunn, but defensively, he's a better defender than Kendrick
Nunn.
And
if you're on the court,
he's smarter, he makes better decisions.
But if you're the point guard and you're on the court with Duncan, Hero, and Bam, guess what? I don't need to score that much. I just need to facilitate, take the open shot, and play defense.
Exactly.
Because what Vincent did tonight with those other guys out there was all they needed.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm fighting with Brass right now, accidentally. Brass, go over, take over the comment. My bad. But what he did tonight was all they needed. You know what I'm saying? None is out there to score at times when they don't need scoring. What they need is defense. And none isn't scoring. He's inefficient. And I'm not trying to bag on none because he had some good weeks.
Defense. Right. Scoring and defense.
So. Yeah, but I'm saying there's times where what Gabe gave you is more than what none has been giving you, because none has been out there like a sieve defensively. At least Gabe is trying, fighting through screens. Like, I think Nikias might have been the one that pointed out that we had guards fighting through screens all night, except for a stint with Hero, and I almost lost my shit with him. Like, he just had this like 5-minute stint where he played no defense. But we had guards fighting through screens all night. It looks so much different than it has lately. Someone says y'all got that recency bias. Gabe ain't that. Listen,
he's been playing defense all year.
I live in New York.
Don't tell me we ain't been saying the Nun can't play defense. Like, I've been saying that shit since last year. He can't play defense. Like, he's just not a good defender. And Gabe at least tries. He's undersized. But more to my point is, when you get to a 7-8-9 man rotation in the playoffs, I think Nunn is squeezed out. If he can't get over Vincent right now, like, is he's and then when Goron comes back, where does Nunn fit? Oh shit! Look at Moose.
Jesus Christ!
Today.
I'm just doing a Moose camera.
We got
right
a
now,
sub. Man. I don't yes. even
take it to
put
the
Moose
head.
And pitcher, oh. pitcher in the corner.
Oh, you're asking that about one. You're asking about subs, huh?
Yeah.
So Mike GIP9 one month tier one. Notorious Biz, Bear B-I-Z.
B-I-G?
B-I-Z-Z. That's 1 month tier one. Raito the Kid, tier one. Kia Min, gifted 1 month tier one. We have, let me just count them here.
What are y'all looking at? What do y'all care about? Everyone does not need to score 15, 19, 18 points. Like, you need someone to settle stuff
It's
down.
Those numbers.
Fuck those numbers.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, speaking of numbers, that's 13 more subs. Damn.
No one's capping for anything.
Jay Jock.
No, we really got
tier one subs by Jay Jock.
All right,
thank you, Jay Jock.
You.
But I.
Jay Jock.
Boy Wonder, cheers. 33, 3 months with Prime.
I don't know what Moose is doing.
Drip drop.
I'm so confused by the comments. Oh, wait, let's take the shot for drip drop.
Yeah, let's do it.
Drip drop.
Oh, that's a new
I really want these people that say are.
Gotta hit them one time with a drip drop. Fucked up, guys.
I might have to mute. We're going to have to mute Moose for a second. But this idea that people in the chat room that are saying that Nunn is a good defender or Nunn is a better defender, holy shit, man!
But they're not talking about defense.
They're talking about numbers.
Scoring. All I see that Brass is putting up is Gabe didn't score this. Like, that's not what he's your point guard. Like, you don't. I can't.
But listen, honestly, and I'm not trying to bag on none here. I'm just saying he's going to get squeezed out of that playoff lineup again. Okay. Again. And don't get surprised when he does. And you know what I'm saying? Because if he can't get minutes over Gabe Vincent with Victor Oladipo in the starting lineup and Goran Dragic not playing.
Yeah, but listen, I will give Nunn this in terms of the team construction. Having a player like Nunn who can have big games at the end of the bench is a really good break glass case emergency.
So here's what I was going to ask. So you said I think Kendrick is squeezed out too, like at the starting, you know, or not starting at the PG spot. Is there a space for him, like you said, Brass, to come in and just kind of be combustible offensive now that we have a capable point guard, and now that, you know, maybe Goran gets some rest and can be a capable. I think there is a place for Kendrick and kind of like the, not a Tyler Hero role, but as some, I don't need you to make passes. I need you to like be to score when I ask you to score, and then relax when I ask you to relax. Like, is there a space for him to do that?
I mean,
go ahead.
No, I'm saying when you look at the Heat's lineup, like we can say yes, right?
Right.
It makes sense in a vacuum. The problem is, you know, we all know that Spo don't go beyond eight guys in the playoff, and a ninth guy plays about 8 minutes, 5 minutes sometimes, right? And if we, when we start talking about the Heat's hierarchy, someone got to get squeezed out.
And Vic just basically took the hierarchy of the point guard position.
It's over. You know what I'm saying? And then off the bench, you got Goran and Hero. Yep. You're at seven. Okay. Iggy, what about Iggy? He going to play? He going to play. Bielitsa, you need a backup big.
Thick Elisa. You know,
we're at nine.
Belly
Olythic.
That's better.
Belly Leap.
That's better.
Okay, let's. We're gonna. Someone said, "Yeah, Gabe is out." Yeah, but so is Nunn. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, don't be surprised if Nunn is not playing in the playoffs either.
And this is also still. Let's not forget, people. It's still COVID, right? Mm-hmm. It hasn't gone anywhere, and the numbers are up in most places. So guess what? They're at the end of the bench now. In a month, they could be starting. So it doesn't hurt to have quote unquote depth that we have now. Yes, they'll get their chance. They'll get an opportunity, even if it's a rest night. They'll get some burn.
Hey, but Tiff, to your point, it doesn't even have to be just COVID. I mean, knock on wood, one of these guys just rolls an ankle.
Right.
You know, like you need depth in any year, you know?
And like three Warriors players rolled ankles tonight.
Well, listen, what
and truth be told, this is not participation trophy sports. If you ain't good enough to crack the rotation, then you at the end of the bench. So it's be fine. It. Because guess what? You think Nunn giving that check back? Nope.
Hell no. If they get a ring, he going to give it back?
Nope.
I guess it's part of like why I keep talking about this whole backup big situation. Ain't nobody this time going to play.
No. It's too late.
Keep talking to me about Dwayne Dedman. He ain't playing.
I don't even know who that is.
Who he?
Moose is gonna be a dead man tomorrow.
Yeah.
One time for the calling out sick at work. Drip drop.
All right, Javon, I want to get to your play breakdowns. You got a few for us tonight. So go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me get it. Okay. You ready, Brass? So okay, pause first before you start.
Okay, I'll pause it.
The first one is just like, I like the motion that we do. I think sometimes we do too much motion. Like there are times where we could like settle into the pockets of openness as if like dudes were playing football or something, like settling into the zone. And I think that maybe we don't as often, or not as often as we could, but, roll it and I'll show you what I mean. All right, pause. Right here. Actually, take it back from the top because they switch who's guarding who. Pause. So right now, Andrew Wiggins is guarding Duncan Robinson, who's coming for this like backwards diagonal screen for Jimmy. Go ahead. Pause. Fucking Draymond, who is guarding Jimmy, has no idea where Jimmy is right now. None at all. If Bam like sees that, makes a left-hand pass, if Jimmy just settles into that area on the left wing, there's no one near him, but he doesn't. He keeps coming to the top. So now Andrew is going to jump out on him. Go ahead, Brass. Plays keep going. Pause. Trevor popped open a little bit. Not really. Showed. Keep going. I just like, we get a lot of motion. Boom. Duncan could have kept going backdoor. Vic does, kicks out. We get a lot of motion, and it's really good motion. Pause. I think sometimes, though, like if we pause a little bit while it's happening, I think there are some things open, but, you know, we just kind of want to run through the motions. Go ahead. Or we can go to the second one. What was this one? Oh, all right, run that one back. So, pause. There is no one anywhere near like the baseline. The whole back side of the court is open. Actually, if Duncan Robinson were a bigger, different type of player, he's open right here. Once he turns around, the left side, like front left part of the rim is open. That could be a pass, but it's not. We'll keep going. Bam, where he is right now, if he like makes a hard jab out and cuts back door, I don't think Wiseman is keeping up with that, but he doesn't, and that's fine. Keep going. So then, pause. So now we get, you know, Jimmy and Bam kind of doing the two-man. Whoever that is on the left side, there's no motion. I think that's Vic in the corner. He's still new, you know, getting acclimated to the stuff. So it just, you know, kind of dissolves into Bam, Jimmy, two-man, roll it. And then we get lucky because between Andrew and Draymond, they're not paying attention. They're not communicating. Andrew has no idea what's happening behind him. Draymond died on the screen. And so we luckily get Duncan, you know, kind of cutting. Go ahead, Brass. And, you know, he's open.
Man, that pass was ridiculous.
It was a great pass. It was a really, really good pass.
He measured the shit out of that.
Yeah, it was a good pass. You can go to the next one. Here, this is a defensive clip. and pause. So I just like all the levels that Vic will open up as he gets more comfortable with the team, both offensively and defensively. Here, they'll do their motion, and you'll see Vic and Bam eventually switch, but they communicate on the switch. I've seen times before where that switch isn't communicated, and like a Duncan or a Tyler try to lock and trail around. Go ahead. Let me show you what I mean. Stuff happens. Pause. Right here, they switch that beautifully, and like 0.2 seconds later, Bam, you'll see Bam kind of direct the switch, but it's already happened. There have been times before where I don't know if the switch is properly communicated or what, but the lead guard or like lock and trail try to go, and then this person at the top of the key will kind of float open. They don't do that. Victor is a good defender. He knows defensive principles. They end up being okay. Roll it. And then they do things, and then a missed shot. I just, you know, like what Vic will bring. Defense. He's smart. He doesn't need, you know, a lot of direction pointing. He's a guard that can do the direction pointing and the, you know, go out there. Keep going. And one more. It's a quick little action pause. Go start over. Pause. So this little brush screen by Bielitsia. He makes contact with Steph. Trevor pops open, and I don't know who this is guarding Nemanja, but he's not close. Jimmy is going to set just a quick, you know, simple little screen. Nemanja flares to the corner, and, you know, he makes the three. Quick, simple little action. I don't know if we did or did not run stuff like this with Kelly. I'm sure we did, but I just look at, you know, things that we can continue to integrate as we, you know, get more comfortable with each other. Go ahead, Brass. Pops, fades. These two are completely lost defensively. Draymond quit. Whoever got screened by Jimmy quit. And Nemanja knocks it down. I just think there are things that we do well or offensively now that we'll be able to do better. And the defense that's already good will be even better with the addition of it. You can run the rest of that.
Belly Olympic. Oops. that's the name now. Belly-olithic. Like, yeah, that is perfect.
Remind me of that tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
We will.
Should we even get Moose? Are you ready for another drip drop? Do we have any more?
Yeah, fuck it. The drip drop.
Let's see. We have. That Paul, you know, subscribe 1 month here. So that, yeah, we can give that one to Moose.
All right.
Someone said they want your analysis of the game before you get the drip drop.
Oh, you know what? Here, let's do this. I'm going to play one of these clips that she just broke down, and you do your play by play. Okay.
Do the first one.
All right. So
we'll do the first one. Here we go.
Okay. So Bam's got the ball, and he's he passes it to Jimmy. Jimmy's looking at the court and is like, yo, fucking move. Vic goes, he passes it to Trevor. Trevor shoots it and it drip drops.
Fantastic.
Perfect. That was almost as good as Siobhan.
I don't want to do this segment anymore. I quit. Moose got it.
Moose is the captain now.
Are we doing Moose at the Movies? I've never seen Moose at the Movies.
Neither have I.
Are you ready to do this, Moose?
Fuck it, let's go. Yeah. Let's do it.
If you've joined late, it's Moose's birthday and he's been drinking all day, so he is fucked up.
31, so I'm drinking to forget.
You're
one man, two desires, drip drop and cinema. It's Moose at the Movies. Powered by StreamBeat.
Cute.
Bro.
You know how hard it's been to not eat this as it's been this entire time, huh? Okay, so. Welcome to Moose at the Movies. Powered by StreamBeat. Okay, all right. I did. Okay, StreamBeat. Make sure you check that out. It's a podcast I do with Frankie. It's real good. All right, so we're reviewing the Air Bud movie. Fucking classic. Let's do this. I had a thing that I was trying to memorize, but I'm going to read it. So the OG Air Bud still stands the test of time as a tour de force of animal athleticism. On the surface is a story of a dog that can ball, but at its core, it's a story of a young Caucasian boy finding his confidence and learning the value of teamwork. And despite some very obvious and uncomfortable racism, like the fact that the only black guy in this entire movie... I'm good. Like the fact that the basketball coach is the only black guy in the entire town, and he's actually the one that teaches the kids about teamwork, but somehow it's the fucking golden retriever that gets the credit over the black man in this movie. I mean, what the fuck? All right, like you're gonna give it to a dog and it's the black man that's teaching these fucking kids about teamwork and shit, but I mean, it's fucking Disney in the 90s. It's a charming and joyful tale of a dog beating the odds to become the greatest basketball player in youth JCC Division League of Fernfield, Washington. Air Bud, or Buddy, as he's called in the movie. He starts his journey. Siobhan, stop. I got this. She starts his journey with an alcoholic clown. Because what better way is there to scare children right off the bat than with an alcoholic clown, right? So our main character is named Josh because it's a classic 90s white boy looking tween heartthrob. Real Jonathan Taylor Thomas looking kid, all right? Because Disney loves this whole single parent thing, you know, he moved to a new town. He's got no dad. So he decides to try out for the basketball team. People are shitty to him. They're just mean. And like, why? Like, so... He goes home to practice, and then all of a sudden, whoa, this dog appears. And he realizes that it's no ordinary dog. This is Scotty Puppins. This is... This is Nikola Pucevich. This is Charles fucking Barkley. Now, he can't rebound. He can't pass. He can't play defense, man, or zone. But goddamn it, this dog can shoot the fucking shit out of the ball. He ends up joining the team... That's right. I don't get it. Yeah. He ends up joining the team and eventually becomes a starter on Josh's basketball team. When they clearly state that a dog can play basketball, it doesn't say anywhere in the rules that they can't. Because, you know, why would anyone fucking think about a dog playing basketball? So the dog becomes famous and the clown... Oh, by the way, this dog, needless to say, in a gym filled with overprivileged white people, it's the best fucking basketball player in the gym. It's crazy. It's the only one making shots. The clown sees that the dog's on the news and shit, and he wants him back. So the white people get upset. What do? When they're upset, they fucking sue him. They take him to court. I'm trying to get through this. This is a longer monologue than I thought. So he sues him, takes him to court. The judge decides, because the judge is fucking like cool as shit, she's like, you know what, this dog can decide where he wants to live. So go outside and let the dog
Isaiah
choose.
Or Air Bud? Like, what is happening right now?
It's one of the two. And the dog, you know, you think like the dog would want to go with like the fucking homie, the clown wannabe piece of shit that's like hitting him and all that. But no, he goes to the white family because, of course, like they got nicer shit and like a house and all that. So now, is Air Bud an ultimately problematic movie? That's a big word. With a heavy-handed take on class differences? Sure. Would Buddy the dog vote for Rand Paul if given the chance? Oh, absolutely. But most important of all, this 90s film is a bona fide classic of dog cinema, as well as the standard by which all dog modern movies are judged. I give it 4 paws. Rath, take me out.
I literally take him out.
I've never
you
seen
took yourself
that movie.
Out. You took yourself out.
I've never seen that movie.
You just saw it. You just saw it.
That has to be better than the actual movie.
It is.
Did they
I've
really go to
it.
Court over a dog playing basketball?
They did. And it's only a horrible for a movie. White family. Can you get away with taking a dog to court? And the judge is like, you know what? You got to handle it outside. See where he runs. You know. See where he runs to.
The judge is like, I'll allow it.
Approach the bitch.
But the judge is asking, does a dog have handles? What?
That dog can ball, man. Those kids fucking suck, too. Like, they needed the dog to lead it to a championship. Yo,
tell him, Moose, Air Bud had the in and out.
Yeah, he made that.
Okay. Speaking of movies, let's get to our movies.
Check out Stream Beat.
Yeah, check out Stream Beat with a much more sober Moose. We have our Miami Heat movie that we've been casting. I make Brass go through the entire cast every single time. I know you're annoyed with this, Brass, but
are we doing that this time?
People enjoy the whole cast. It's fun.
I didn't see the whole cast, so do it.
Yep. Oh my God. Okay. This is so many people now. All right. So for the Miami Heat movie, Al Pacino as Pat Riley.
Of course.
Jonah Hill as Andy Ellisberg.
Perfect.
Brian Cox as Mickey Arison.
That's a Photoshop.
Yep.
Exactly.
Sam Jackson is UD.
That's my favorite.
For Myers Leonard, we have Ed Norton from American History X.
Quickly, go through it.
Tom Holland as Tyler Hero. DJ Qualls as
Chris Quinn. Perfect.
Dennis Farina as Tony Fiorentino.
Perfect.
Stanley Tucci as Eric
Fucking
Reed.
Perfect.
Keenan Thompson as Jax.
Well, that one gets me every time.
Hey, I never saw that.
Good burgers.
We have
gets me every
this
time.
This is new to me.
We have The Situation as John Crotty.
Perfect. Apropos.
We have Tate Diggs as Justice Winslow. Snoop Dogg as Michael Beasley.
Yes.
Jason Mewes as Kelly Olynyk. We have for Mario Chalmers.
Yeah,
Martin Lawrence.
Perfect.
We got to recast that.
What are you talking about? He's even overweight now, just like Mario.
Yeah, it's perfect.
For Juwan Howard, we have Will Smith.
Perfect.
The role of his life.
For Jimmy Butler, we have Jamie Foxx, which I'm all about.
Perfect.
For Duncan Robinson, we have Michael Cera.
Perfect.
For Bielitsa, we have Jason Segel. Same body type. It's immaculate. This one, we're going to have multiple versions of, but we have Randall Park as Spo.
Somebody said that was racist.
Stop it. Who do you mean?
On the contrary, I think we're very progressive with our casting choices.
I thought we should. What's her face? Scarlett Johansson, I guess, should play Spo.
She should be all the characters.
We can do some others. The lady who was screaming at Joakim Noah, Meryl Streep.
You need that. A big part of the story.
For our entries tonight, we have for Purple Shirt Guy, we have Michael Rapaport.
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
Yes.
Yes.
And he's available.
He ain't got shit to do.
Yeah.
And for Ron Rothstein, we have Larry David. And also this one
pause is, it.
This
yeah.
This was pretty
good shot.
And for this last one, we have one of our marquee players. This one was suggested to us on Twitter by #HK. And for Dwayne Wade, we have Omar Whoa. Epps.
Oh my god, that is spot on, man. That is good.
I don't know.
Omar Epps got to hit the gym. He's got to hit the
definitely.
Gym.
I mean,
no, that's good.
No, I'm just saying. Mean,
again, listen, if you have suggestions, if you have corrections, let us know. But please, on Twitter, don't just do it in the chat here. Do it on Twitter. Hashtag Miami Heat movie. We can recast people. We can do all this. Again, we're doing this for the rest of the damn season. So please send. Oh, I forgot to play the damn music, man. I had music for this too.
Oh, it was son so of good, a bitch. Too. It's a wonderful day for racism.
We'll get it. We'll get it for next time. You're still reviewing Air Bud. Oh, God.
Can you? I think he's gone. Oh, he's back. He's back. Wait, put up that. Oh, people are saying Omar Epps is not fit. Dwayne.
I don't think so. I agree.
What are you talking about?
It you can't just be saw, no.
It fits.
It does. It you just fits. Saw cheeks. You saw chipmunk cheeks and said,
the
yeah.
eyes. It fits.
No, the eyes. That's like Dwayne Wade in a horror film.
That's Dwayne Wade in 2K. You remember all the years they fought the way he looks in 2K from like 06 to forever.
But the thing is, you ain't gonna get nobody that's perfect. You know what I mean? Like,
find it.
That's true. That's true.
We've tried other people. It doesn't
Who
work.
Who are the other people?
We tried the dude from This Is Us.
Oh, that Sterling K. Brown. Yeah. That's not gonna work.
That shit ain't work. He looked bug eyed like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
This wasn't working.
Who else did we have?
Oh, I don't know.
People from The Wire. We've had all kinds of suggestions. They ain't work. That's the best one so far.
People from
again,
the
if you think you have a better suggestion, please send them and you know, I'll work on it and we'll get it up here.
Someone said Ice Cube is Alf. Fuck y'all.
Oh yeah, I do think we're gonna have to cast a Heat Beat movie at some point.
Someone said Zoe Kravitz as Siobhan, and that shit was on point.
Yo, I almost lost it on that one.
Moose, you lost it already.
Yeah. No,
yeah. Dang, are we still on?
You ain't almost lose shit.
It's been lost.
It's been
lost. I gotta tell you something. This show is funny as shit. It's like the first time I watch it.